taught the cat to moonwalk, and it's become a real show. Balls of fire alarm, our welcome's become undone. On volumes down, make a mega star on each other's show. We're listening to field recordings, the cleaners singing in some ex-Soviet state. And hope shadow shade.
This is Sid Souter. You're listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 10. That first song there was by the band Make Believe, the song Small Apartment Party Epiphany, off the album Shock of Being that came out in October of this year on Polyvinyl and Flame Shovel. I think one doing the CD and one doing the LP. And that, of course, features Tim Kinsella and Nate of... lots and lots of bands that I love. That if you're a fan of Cap'n Jazz, you should pick up this record. It's I think better than Owls, and I don't know, I like it better than Joan of Arc as well, so I'm pretty happy with it. You may notice my voice sounds horrible today, and that's because I'm on the road. I'm traveling for work, and I'm sitting in my hotel room by LaGuardia Airport. I have no microphone. I'm just using the built-in one on my PowerBook. So if it sounds bad and sounds quiet, I'm sorry. I've got everything pumped up that I can, and this is what you're going to get. So we'll worry about the music this time and not so much my voice. Coming up next, I've got a song by The Subways, a band from Welland Garden City, just north of London. The song is With You from their Young for Eternity album. Came out in July in the UK. I believe it has a US release date now. They're kind of just now pushing the first single in the US. And I know they were in town this week in New York playing, though I didn't have a chance to get out to see them. And I think they've got a few dates elsewhere, but not many. But this is their U.S. debut this week, so the single's out. The album will probably be following. It's very much everything that the trends would expect it to be. However, it's not bad stuff. Nothing that is terribly exciting. I think live they're supposed to be great, though, and I was hoping to see that, but no luck. And no luck for you either. So all you get here is this song With You by The Subways.
I live my life walking down the street, meet the faces of the people I see. All the time I see a reflection. All the time I see a reflection. It's okay to feel alone. It's okay to be alone. All the time I see a reflection. All the time I see a reflection.
Oh, that was Nutmeg with the song Oh 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 from the album Oh 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 It's Them Nutmeg. Actually, I guess that's from the demo. I think it's a 3-song demo I picked up earlier this year, 2005 release, while I was in Stockholm. That band, like the Subways before them, very good at finding out what the current trends are and making music for it. I think a lot of Swedish bands do that, and fortunately for them, they do it fantastically well. And Nutmeg is another one. Who knows if they'll ever find a record deal or find an album across the water here, but the demo's fun, and it's garagey, and it's kind of smart pop in there too, so good for them. Before that, as I said, was the Subways with You from their July release on Infectious Records in the UK, with the US release planned for sometime, I think, in January. Oh boy, what's coming up next? Oh, the Constantines. So we'll skip over to Ontario, Canada, and pick up something from the new Constantine album. It's called Tournament of Hearts. It came out on Sub Pop Records in October. I've listened to this record so many times. I was trying to find the best track to play for you guys, and they are all wonderful. I enjoyed the last one. This one is phenomenal, and the band is really done great things here. It's one of those records that I will make a copy of for my mother, and that's the first time I've ever said that, meaning it as a compliment. So I think they've got a lot of influences that are universal and great things. The song I'm going to play is Working Full Time, so let's do that now. This is the Constantines. We'll be right back.
huge pop culture threat. Two young girls were friends around the time of junior high. One girl had a cousin who wanted to be introduced to the other girl. He said he thought she was fine. She liked him, he liked her. She wanted some loving and he said that sounds superb. He liked her, she liked him. They took each other's hands and went around upon a whim.
What a crazy cat. That is Keith Pyle with the song He Jumped Ship from his album Peace and Quiet. That was released last month on his own, Running with Scissors Records. Keith calls, I think, Davis, California home, and he sent me that CD, and I dug through it, and there's a number of tracks in it that are just great. Talked about the kind of classic and even classic rock influences, I guess, or the Constantines before that, and of course, Keith Pyle's record calls a number of very classic pop influence as well, and including a lot of you hear, I don't know, like Harry Nilsson and things like that in there as well, and I don't know, I'm a fan, and that song right there is a lot of fun. Again, I apologize for the horribleness of my voice and the recording of my voice, but hey, it's about the music. So moving on with the music, we're going to play something from Adult, and beware here. If you're familiar with Adult in their early stages, they were kind of groundbreaking and on their own, and everybody was like, wow, who's that band and what are they doing, and that's neat stuff. And kind of they've gone the other way now. They've kind of said, hey, what was there that other folks were doing before? Hey, yeah, let's do that again. And we get almost an electroclash feel out of it. The album doesn't impress me much at all. I had to listen to it a lot to find my favorite track. And after seven or eight listens, there are a few songs that you start going, yeah, I like that. But I'm going to play a song that's a little different than the rest of them on the album. It's called In My Nerves. The album is Give Me Trouble, by the way, released on Thrill Jockey Records in October. This song I'm going to play merely because it has a fantastic bass sound that sounds like it was lifted from The Cure, kind of Faith Era Cure. And that's enough to make this song the best on the album, in my opinion. So this is Adult with In My Nerves.
Just a big fucking
That song. That song is Chandeliers and Vines by Neon Blonde off of their album Chandeliers in the Savannah, released in September on Dim Mac Records. That Seattle threesome is led by Johnny Whitney and Mark Jahadar, maybe? I don't know. I hope I'm not butchering it too bad. That's the hardest part of this whole radio thing. You never know how someone's name is pronounced, or even the band is pronounced, or songs. I don't know. And it's a lot easier to type. Speaking them, I'm sure I sound like a moron. Sorry. Anyway, that is Johnny and Mark from the Blood Brothers and kind of their side project outing. And I like it better than the Blood Brothers. I don't need that much chaos. And there's just enough in that song to make it interesting and disjointed. And that album has a number of songs on it that are really good. It was hard to make up my mind on which one I would put on this week's podcast. But that's the one that won. Before that, I played a song by Adult, In My Nerves. A very consistent album, and if you like that kind of Electro Clash return to Susie Sue kind of vocals, and in that song with a very Cure-like bass line, I don't know if that makes it kind of the Hyena album of the Susie period or what, I don't know. But yeah, you'll like the whole album if you like that song, but it's very consistent. Songs bleed into one another, and the band has disappointed me because they're just not on the cutting edge anymore, not giving me anything new like they once did. I'm going to wrap things up with an older recording, a 2000 recording made live on the air, WFHB in Bloomington, Indiana, recording by Casey Thompson, as she recorded under the name I Like Japanese Hardcore. This is from a CD released by Planet X Records, and now it's just available for download on their website. The song is I Want to Be an Emo Spock Lookalike. Go ahead and visit the Planet X website. They'll link you around to where you can download the whole album. And the album is just songs recorded live on the air for a Woman in Rock segment on WFHB. I guess they did a full week. And they invited Casey into the studio, and she recorded a set with them. And it's very entertaining, especially if you really were aware of the Bloomington music scene at the time, and some of the folks and some people you know may pop up in song lyrics as well. Listen to the song Old Pike, and you may get a laugh out of that. But we're going to end things this week with I Want to Be an Emo Spock Lookalike by I Like Japanese Hardcore. This has been Sid Souter with Too Much Rock Podcast number 10. I apologize for the quality of my voice, but it is what you get. I'm on the road and in New York for the next couple of weeks. If you're here, please entertain me. Take me to a show. I'm so bored. You can get in touch with me on Too Much Rock website. Leave bad notes, happy notes, send naked pictures of your cat. But none of that video of the cat with the tape on it, because that kind of freaks me out. Anyway, I want to be an emo Spock lookalike.
I want to be an emo Spock lookalike. Ride around town on my glitter seat, 1950s bike. I wanna cry at sad movies, wanna let my emotions rule me. Wear Hermann glasses and ring your tees. Backpack and socks to my knees. I wanna be an emo Spock lookalike. Ride around town on my glitter seat, 1950s bike. I'll even trade you your blue sweater for all my punk rock spikes. Dance off beat like I don't know better. Wear vegan shoes and preach animal rights. I'm begging you, please. Got me on my knees. Just wanna be an emo geek. Take all my punk rock patches, don't want them anymore. Safety pins in my leather jacket have all gone out the door. I wanna be an emo Spock lookalike. Ride around town on my glitter seat, 1950s bike. Listen to Superchunk over and over, and I promise I'll stop picking fights. Cause passive aggression is always better for us scrawny emotional types. I'm begging you, please. Got me on my knees. Just wanna be an emo geek. Don't wanna fight the fascists. Those ARA meetings are such a bore. Just because I decided to bathe, it doesn't mean that I'm not hardcore. I'm begging you, please. Got me on my knees. Just wanna be an emo geek.